Horn Family Quarters, Galad's Dream Vacation Hostel, Coruscant.
Yawning, hair tousled, clad in a blue dressing robe, Valen Horn knew that he did not look anything like an experienced Jedi Knight. He looked like an unshaven, unkempt bachelor, which he also was. But here, in these rented quarters, there would be only family to see him, at least until he had breakfast, shaved and dressed. The Horns did not live here, of course. His mother, Mirax, was the anchor of the immediate family, manager of a variety of interlinked businesses, trading, interplanetary finances, gambling, and recreation, and, if rumors were true, still a little smuggling here and there. She maintained her home and business address on Corellia. Corin, her husband, and Valen's father, was a Jedi master. Much of his life spent on missions away from the family, but his true home was where his heart resided, wherever Mirax lived. Valen and his sister Jycella, also Jedi, lived wherever their missions sent them, and also counted Mirax as the center of the family. Now Mirax had rented temporary quarters on Coruscant, so the family could collect on one of its rare occasions. This time for the Unification Summit, where she and Corin would separately give depositions on the relationships among the Confederation States, the Imperial Remnant, and the Galactic Alliance as they related to trade and Jedi activities. Mirax had insisted that Valen and Jycella leave their temple quarters and stay with their parents while these events were taking place, and few forces in the galaxy could stand before her decision. Luke Skywalker certainly knew better than to try. Moving from the refresher toward the kitchen and dining nook, Valen brushed a lock of brown hair out of his eyes and grinned. Much as he might put up a public show of protest, the independent young man who did not need parents to direct his actions or tell him where to sleep, he hardly minded. It was good to see family, and both Corin and Mirax were better cooks than the ones at the Jedi Temple. There was no sound of conversation from the kitchen, but there was some clattering of pans, so at least one of his parents must still be on hand. As he stepped from the hallway into the dining nook, Valen saw that it was his mother, her back to him as she worked at the stove. He pulled a chair from the table and sat.
Good morning.
A joke so early?
Mirax did not turn to face him, but her tone was cheerful.
No morning is good. I come light years from Corellia to be with my family, and what happens? I have to keep Jedi hours to see them. Don't you know that I'm an executive and a lazy one?
I forgot.
Valen took a deep breath, sampling the smells of breakfast. His mother was making hotcakes, Corellian style, Nerf sausage links on the side, and calf was brewing. For a moment, Valen was transported back to his childhood, to the family breakfasts that had been somewhat more common before the Yuuzhan Vong came, before Valen and Jycella had started down the Jedi path.
Where are Dad and Sella?
Your father is out getting some backdoor information from other Jedi Masters for his deposition.
Mirax pulled a plate from a cabinet and began sliding hotcakes and links onto it.
Your sister left early and wouldn't say what she was doing, which I assume either means it's Jedi business I can't know about, or that she's seeing some man she doesn't want me to know about.
Or both.
Or both.
Mirax turned and moved over to put the plate down before him. She set utensils beside it. The plate was heaped high with food, and Valen recoiled from it in mock horror.
Stang, Mom! You're feeding your son, not a squadron of Gamorreans.
Then he caught sight of his mother's face, and he was suddenly no longer in a joking mood. This wasn't his mother. Oh, the woman had Mirax's features. She had the round face that admirers had called cute far more often than beautiful, much to Mirax's chagrin. She had Mirax's generous, curving lips that smiled so readily and expressively, and Mirax's bright, lively brown eyes. She had Mirax's hair, a glossy black with flecks of gray, worn shoulder length to fit readily under a pilot's helmet, even though she piloted far less often these days. She was Mirax to every freckle and dimple, but she was not Mirax. The woman, whoever she was, caught sight of Valen's confusion.
Something wrong?
No.
Stunned, Valen looked down at his plate.
He had to think, logically, correctly, and fast. He might be in grave danger right now, though the Force currently gave him no indication of imminent attack. The true Mirax, wherever she was, might be in serious trouble, or worse.
Valen tried in vain to slow his heart rate and speed up his thinking processes. Fact: Mirax had been here, but had been replaced by an imposter. Presumably the real Mirax was gone. Valen could not sense anyone but himself and the imposter in the immediate vicinity. The imposter had remained behind for some reason that had to relate to Valen, Gisela, or Corrin. It couldn't have been to capture Valen, as she could have done that with drugs or other methods while he slept. So the food was probably not drugged. Under not Mirax's concerned gaze, he took a tentative bite of sausage and turned a reassuring smile he didn't feel toward her.